Welcome to Book Bites, our collection of mini book reviews showcasing a range of diverse books championed by students and staff. Today, student Seb and English teacher Mr. Billclough have chosen the same book to recommend for World Book Day.
Hello everyone, this is Mr. Billclough from the English department, and I wanted to do a very quick review of a book that I read over the half term. It's by Bill Bryson and it's called One Summer, America 1927. And it catalogues the truly remarkable events of that magic summer in America nearly 100 years ago, at the height of the Roaring Twenties, when the stars seemed to align to produce a three-month period seemingly unlike no other. And there are some incredible, absolutely incredible specific stories within this wider narrative, each of them the focus of other entire books in their own right. So you've got Babe Ruth in record-breaking form for the New York Yankees, Charles Lindbergh's solo transatlantic crossing, which changed the world of aviation and pushed the frontiers of human exploration, a monumental flooding of the Mississippi, the beginning of the end of Al Capone's dynasty in Chicago due to the work of Mabel Walker and Millibrandt. The list goes on. But on top of these stories, which are remarkable in themselves, there's Bryson's seriously impressive way of making links. So he transforms these outrageous standalone events into an even more outrageous interwoven tapestry that also encompasses subtler or more extended events such as the racism in America in the Roaring Twenties, or the growth of the tabloids in the United States at that time, or the advent of the talkies in the moving pictures industry, or the state of Prohibition at the time. And although I typically read fiction, or perhaps because I typically read fiction, I really could not put this book down. I really enjoyed the experience of reading. It's very well written, and I also learnt a lot. America in the 1920s was certainly a place and a time that I thought I knew a lot about, and I was proven wrong there in a really great way. So there you have it, Bill Bryson's One Summer. I recommend that you give it a read if that sounds appealing.
So hi, I'm Seb, and I'm going to be reviewing Bill Bryson's One Summer, America 1927. It's basically, this book is built over loads of different stories which help demonstrate different aspects of American culture throughout one summer. It shows how America was stepping out of the isolationist period with Charles Lindbergh flying the Atlantic solo, which is a really fascinating story, and how he became famous overnight. But it also shows the trouble of being so famous, because obviously people want to be famous. But then when you are actually famous, it shows the troubles of it. It looks at the history of baseball with Babe Ruth and how he saved baseball through changing the game to a more aggressive, fun nature. So without Babe Ruth, baseball would not be the same phenomenon it is today in America. It looks at Ford and the automobile industry. I think it's really interesting in how Ford tried to create his own land in the Amazon rainforest. And finally, it looks at a murder mystery case, which wasn't a very interesting murder mystery case. It was quite obvious who killed who. However, the fact that newspapers and telegrams and how different information is shown at the time, it made it a huge country phenomenon. Some issues with this book are the fact that there's loads of introductions to characters. So he'll suddenly mention a character and blabber on for 2 pages about this character. And especially when you want to kind of find out what's happening to the main character in each section, it can be a bit tedious. As I mentioned before, you can just skip these sections, and also, say you don't find a section as interesting, you can just skip it. Overall, I definitely think this book is not really your usual history book with loads of facts that you would imagine having to force yourself through for like an essay or something. It's a really fun book. It really draws you in and is very factual at the same time. Thank you for listening.